This is Monday,
the 17th of December 69. The 17th of December 69. Wednesday morning, the 17th of December 69. Channel 1 over. Beginning of Channel 1 over. Beginning of Channel 1 over. Wednesday morning, the 17th of December 69. And I'm getting ready for Mrs. Guthrie in the big kitchen. Getting ready for Ms. Guthrie in the big kitchen. Wednesday morning, the 17th of December, 69, getting ready for Ms. Guthrie in the big kitchen, channel 1 over, beginning of channel 1 over.
I was trying to find out something.
Just that sucker over yonder charged me $15. And then Qual.
What?
Yeah, he said you can come to the office through the week and get treated. I said I did go to the office. You didn't do it. I said I did. I said, I sure did. I went to your office last Wednesday with my back, and you didn't do me any good. You give me some old red pills and some pain pills.
Now, was this a doctor in town?
Dr. McCoy at Williston.
Oh.
He just wanted to, he didn't know anything about me. He don't know nothing about me, and he don't care anything about me, and he just was with the nurse, and he wanted to shoot off his big mouth.
Well, I hope you got him straight. That makes me mad.
You won't go back down and let that hospital treat me anymore.
No.
He didn't have it to do that day.
And he told you to come on the week, come in the week.
To come in the week. To his office to be treated.
Well, golly, what would happen if you got real sick on the weekend?
You're not supposed to. You're not supposed to get sick. Set your days to get sick.
Set your days to get sick.
That's the trouble. I always get it on the weekend.
Even my horse.
What y'all talking about? The doctor?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
What's the, what are they treating you for, Miss Mary?
Well, I think that Jimmy's treating me now for arthritis. And pleurisy.
Well, they ought to give you some relief anyhow, oughtn't they?
Well, Jimmy did. He gave me something, and he helps me.
Uh-huh. But you don't get Jimmy every time you...
No,
that.
No.
You gotta have a little...
She said she'd wait a little while for coffee. She couldn't get
give
him.
A little Gatorade.
No, she said she'd wait a little while. She let us know.
Well, give me a little of that old cold coffee.
Okay, I'll do it.
Where are you going? Pour me a little in there.
Oh.
You drink cold coffee?
Yeah, drink it anything I can get. That's some breakfast coffee. I didn't drink much this morning. Get your stuff ready, and while you got a chance, in case you have to do something.
Yeah, I'll go ahead and get myself together, and you all chat a while, and I'll come back.
You know, I just feel like I don't see anybody. You know, I don't hardly get off this place.
Well, we don't either any more than just go to town, tend to business, and feed up the stock.
Yeah. I don't feel like I don't know. I love to see my neighbors a little bit. I sure don't do it.
I was telling Ms. Miles when we was driving up about Ms. Dodd said that they had to go down to get Grandpa Dodd.
Oh, really?
Day before yesterday, I think it was. It was either... yesterday was Tuesday, weren't it?
Yeah.
I believe it was yesterday.
He has those little wandering spells.
Mm-hmm. She said that his brother had called Burma and he had wandered off. He had got lost. Mm-hmm. And she said he's got his house all shot up.
All what?
Shot up. And he's got his furniture all piled out in the street. I said, what you gonna do with him?
Yes, I'd think so too, with all that family affairs.
That's what I told her.
How's she getting along?
Fine. She's getting along just fine.
Better than she was. She looked better when I saw her the other day. What you doing with a house trailer over there? I thought maybe some of your kinfolks come to live with you.
They did, and I run them off. That's right.
What's the matter with them? What's the matter with them?
I told Marvin when he started, I said, it ain't gonna work. It just won't work. And he said, well, how come it won't work? I said, just simply because I am not gonna wait on them people.
Oh.
And I said, now, you think that I'm gonna cook for them and wash their clothes and clean up after them? And wait on them like they was two babies. You just got no thought coming, cause I ain't gonna do it.
Well, why would you have to do that?
Just because Mr. Miles people is so sorry. They people these days and time is so sorry they ain't gonna do nothing. They stayed in the house with us 4 weeks, and I done everything that was done.
Oh, before you got the trailer.
Before I got the trailer, well, every evening Marvin come home, I'd be all flustered up, you know, and I'd say something to him. Well, what you gonna do? What you gonna do? You can't stay out here by yourself. So I found this house trailer, and I told him, I said, well, I'll try that. And if that won't work, I don't know, somebody's gonna have to go.
Oh, but and you—they couldn't when they're there in the house with you, couldn't do anything at all.
Not a thing in the world, but eat and make a mess and get up and go to the show.
Oh.
Get right up from the table, and they was married. People been married over a year. Drive out to the show, leave the dishes and everything. So I went and got this trailer, and they messed around a week. They wouldn't move out.
Yeah.
Marvin wouldn't put them out. So I went out there one day, and the trailer had a brand new little sofa in it. And that gal was standing up on top of it with her dirty, nasty feet after I'd asked her not to do it, looking in the cupboard, you know. And I said, Linda, I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to let you take the sofa out here your mother gave you. It was in the house, and I'm going to take this. No, sir, you're not going to do it. I said, I bet you I do it. She said, you ain't either. I said, I am going to do it. She said, well, I just bet you don't. I said, I just bet you I do it. And I went on in the house. And this show was just fixing to come on me.
Oh.
I was feeling bad.
Yeah.
I'd lay in bed just about all that day. And you know, she was so dumb, I was just talking to her.
Yeah.
And I said, Linda, she wanted me to let her move the trailer over to his brother's, to Winster. I said, oh, no, I ain't either. No, I'm not. I got $1,025 tied up in that trailer. Well, how come you, I said, you won't pay me for it, that's how come. And, I said, Linda, you and Curtis is young. All your future is ahead of you.
Oh, they're young people.
You're young people. My grandson. And I said, mine's all behind me. I ain't got no... And you know she was so dumb she didn't know what that meant.
Yeah.
And she said something to me that I didn't like. And I said, let me tell you one thing. I said, you've got just a few minutes to get your things together and get out of my house. And I said, part of that's done gone. I said, you start to packing and pack right now because you leaving my house. About that time, the telephone rang and Curtis said, Grandma, what y'all doing? I said, we're fussing. And I said, you got a place to go to? He said, yes, ma'am. I said, well, you come and get them and you get out of my house. Mr. Marvin, I ain't never going to let nobody else move in my house as long as I live.
Well, how did you happen to do that?
Oh, Marvin talked me into it because he didn't want me to stay out there by myself.
And these young people, how old are they? 20 years old?
Something like that.
And they didn't know a good thing when they seen it.
They didn't know a good thing when they thought they had a good thing when they went there. They thought I was going to wait on them, and I told them at first. I said, I'm not going to do it. I'm not able to wait on myself, and I sure ain't going to wait on nobody else.
Had the run of that whole place.
Had the run of that whole place, and when I went off, if I had, like me and Marvin sucked and cooked to eat, when we come in, it was 8 and they was gone. I run them off and then I run the next one off. Because I ain't having it.
20 years old. And they...
That gal didn't go in and sit down and fix her lunch. I would at dinner. Come in, sit down and eat her lunch and get up and walk off with her hands in her pockets and play with her cats and the dogs. Shoot.
Oh, she did.
Yes, sir.
Well, now, most of the young ones I know don't even have cats and dogs. They just watch the television.
Mm-hmm. And lie around and read old sex magazines.
Oh.
I never seen a grown married woman in my life set up in the bed, all day long and play cards by herself. Till I saw her do that.
Now say that again.
Set up in the bed, in the middle of the bed, and play cards by herself.
I never saw that.
It went on at my house.
4 weeks. You pretty patient woman, I'd say.
Well, it didn't last long.
4 weeks, you can just sort of go crazy.
I told her, I said, you've got just a few minutes to get your things packed and get out of my house. And half of that's gone. And I said, if you don't believe I mean what I say, you just stay here.
Well, and you went and got the trailer.
But trailer for them to live in. But I said to heck with that. They wouldn't. That had been the same thing if they'd been in the trailer. I told her and I told Curtis. I said, if you don't believe I mean business, you just wait till Andy Adkins gets out here.
Mm-hmm. Who's that?
My lawyer. I said, if you don't get going, he'll put you going. I mean it.
You know, one trouble with that arrangement, you could get stuck with somebody like that. You couldn't get rid of them.
That's right.
They could be in your house or out in the trailer, and still you couldn't just sit there.
But I ain't having nobody out there in the trailer. And I ain't going to have nobody in the house with me. If I have to stay there day and night by myself, I'm going to stay there just like Mr. Guthrie wanted me to. I tell you, Mr. Miles, people's too sorry. And I'm too sorry to wait on them.
Well, you can do it, and you got get your, when you get over this little pain, you could wait on them.
I could do it, but I just sure ain't going to do it.
What did Miss Dodd say about that? She just laughed, huh?
She said that they was touched in the head. Something wrong with them. I told her, no, it wasn't. It was me listening to Marvin.
The ones I know like noise.
Had a stereo, a radio, and a television, and a guitar. And one of them was wide open all the time.
Now, so come again on that. They got a stereo?
Mm-hmm. A radio, a television, and a guitar.
And one of them was going all the time?
All the time. I never had a stereo in my house till they come and brought it. I wouldn't have one. But, and they owe somewhere $400 on that thing.
They don't give them away.
I don't care, people. I'm bad, and I'm being bad. I don't care. I am bad, too.
Well, you will get it if you don't watch out with customers like that to deal with.
And I'll run the next one off Marvin brings there for me to wait on. I ain't going to do it. I don't have it to do. I don't even have to wait on him. I'd kick him out if he fools with me. He don't like it, he can go with him.
Well, sir, I'll tell you what. There's something always going on over at your house. I never have stopped in over there. You know how it is. I go for months and I don't see it. I never have stopped in over there, but what, something wasn't going on. But I believe this is one of the best. How'd Marvin... How'd Marvin get along with him?
Well, I tell you, he wanted to get gone so bad he didn't know what to do, but he didn't have brass enough on his face.
Oh.
And you know, Mr. Miles, he done me up. It does me bad. I can't worry about anything. It makes me sick.
Yes.
And Polly called me the night before that, and me and Marvin just had a fight. And Polly, and I didn't do a thing in the world. I went in there, and I called Louise, and I said, Louise, when are you going to Dixie County? She said, next week. I said, I want to go with you. Oh, she says, can Marvin get off and go? I said, the heck to Marvin. I said, I want to go. So Louise knew something wrong. She says, what's wrong, Mary? And I said, I just can't talk, but I want to get away from here. Well, that made Marvin mad.
He got put out.
So we got into it.
Yeah.
And Polly, she called me, and I said, Polly, I can't talk to you. And she says, what's wrong? I said, I just can't talk to you. I just can't talk. And she says, can I come on out then? I said, yeah, you can come out here if you want to. So pretty soon she called. She said, Joe had to go play ball. And she said, we'll come out tomorrow night. Tell me to go to bed. And so they come out Thursday night. And I still was in pretty bad shape. And Joe told Marvin, said, now Marvin, said the best thing for you to do is just to have a talk with Curtis and just tell him that he's got to go. And he didn't have it to do. So Friday, and I just told her what's what, and I told her, I said, you start now and I'll help you. So we started, and Curtis come on, we had our things here about all packed.
Yeah.
And he said, I said, ain't you glad that I told him so you didn't have to tell him? He said, yeah. Uh-huh.
But that little divan is what turned the trick. That was the last straw. Mm-hmm. If it hadn't been for that, he might still be on.
That's right. That sofa is exactly what was caused. She told me, she said that I was not. I said, well, I don't see how in the world you can tell me that. When I paid my money for it, you ain't got no penny yet. She said, you just ain't getting it. She didn't get it.
She thought you wanted to get that little old sofa.
And I think that they still think they'll get to come out there.
Oh.
They come back. I haven't been there, but they come back. They were there Sunday while we were gone.
Well, that little girl just got too much to learn. She can't do nothing. How does she take care of herself? Where does she live?
Well, her mother does it, and talk about my children when I have my children. My children. She wants, I think, 4, 5, 6, something like that. My children.
Oh, you mean that little girl?
Oh, yeah.
You really got it. Where'd you find that pretty trailer? It looks like a pretty one. I haven't been inside.
Out here at the overpass. Out here at Textile Mills.
At Micanopy Overpass?
That's right. Textile Mill Town.
Well, it looks like a nice one. You can't get much of a trailer for $1,000.
Well, it's real nice inside. The man said that he did it over. His panel, you know, with his wall boarding.
Yeah.
And it's got carpet on the bedroom, carpet on the living room. It's got a brand new bed and a brand new sofa and a brand new table, 2 chairs. It's just for 2 people.
And it's got all the utilities, stove, refrigerator.
It's got a stove and a refrigerator. It's got everything except the heater.
What's wrong with the heater?
Well, it just wasn't put in, and he told me he'd get me one at Costco, and Glisson told me he'd give me one when I got ready for one. Carlton said he'd give us one.
Oh, really?
That's right. I give $1,000 for the trailer, and Carlton said if I wanted to sell it, he could get me $1,500 for it.
You better. You must have right smart business to you. You all bought all that stuff since in the last year or so, and you done better on it than anybody I know.
He told me, Carlton said that he knew a man. He said he knew right where he was at. I haven't got the papers on the trailer yet. Said that he could get me $1,500 for it.
Yeah. Oh, that's nice. It looks nice, but outside I want to see in it.
Well, yeah. You're welcome.
You know, most of those house trailers are nicer than the houses most people live in.
Mm-hmm.
They just do them up so nice.
They really have got some beautiful ones in Gainesville. I'd like to have me one, but I won't ever be able to reach that price.
Oh, they really go up high.
They sure do.
Well, let me see. While we're talking, Faith, I thought she's coming right back. She's just checking in there. How'd your hay do?
Well, you know, the dry weather. We didn't get no rain till way up yonder.
Yes.
And it done pretty good. And then them old limey worms, they got in it.
Yes. And they hurt you?
Oh, sure. Yes, sir.
They didn't get over here because I didn't have any hay. I just had a little grass.
The doctor, I think, had to spray 3 times.
Oh, did you spray?
No, I didn't. We just kept a cutting and let them eat.
Yes. Yeah. Let me see. I want her to visit with you a little bit.
Yes, she is, I believe.
Eyes going here and there. Well, I'll tell you, I stay outside most of the time.
I like the outdoors. When you get outdoors, you can go from here to here and do something. And it kind of shows up. And in a house, I can stay on or in the house and work. And it don't show up. It's still dusty and dirty. If I had a pretty house and a pretty yard. There's so much needs to be done to the old house.
Well, you fixed it up some, though, haven't you?
No, ma'am.
You haven't?
Haven't done a thing but tear down the block porch since Mr. Cusser's been gone.
Oh, I guess I didn't know it.
We sure do need to do something, but we just haven't.
She says you come here and sit down.
I'm ready to.
Running around.
Whatever become of the boy that was living out, you was telling me about, drawed, an artist.
He had an office over there in Magnolia. He bought that old drugstore building, and he had his studio where he developed his pictures. And he moved back, he moved over there, and then he doesn't have all that traveling to do.
Mm-hmm. You mean he bought the drugstore?
Yeah. And that where he, where they've got that little red door, that part of it is where his studio is, right next to Buster.
Mm-hmm.
Now you don't go over there and make no, Buster don't fix your car.
No, sir. Let that geezer work on my car.
You've had experience with it.
I've had experience with it. I knew I would bust him out.
I don't imagine he improves with time.
That he does which?
I don't imagine he improves any from day to day. He's
they tell me that that fella down there at Shiraz's garage is pretty good.
Uh-huh. Well, now, you know what's a curious thing? Buster has worked on my old stuff here a whole lot. But I never can tell when he's going to do it. Sometimes he gets in a humor, you know, and he'll just do anything. And then again, I can't get him to do anything. That little tractor I had out there, I couldn't make it run. I couldn't even start it. I'd have to pull it off, you know. I'd have to hitch to it with a car or something, pull it off. Well, sir, he came over here one day, and he took a notion to fix that, and he did. He fixed it. He can do things if he will, is my experience with it. What's your experience with it?
Well, just when the notion strikes him.
Yes. Yes, sir. If you can catch him when the notion strikes him, yeah, he can do it.
Have you seen that one, Santa Claus, that he's got?
I haven't seen that this year. I want to see it.
You ought to go see it. It's right by the road, just before you get to the church.
That's pretty clever. You've seen it, Faye?
Not this year.
Let's go by the first time we're over there and see it.
He works on that, doesn't he?
Yes.
Who lives right around the corner from you?
Marvin's brother.
His brother?
Pat Townsend.
Well, I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
How is the lady Bass, the boy? Don't you know he got killed in that car?
Oh, she's all right. She stays over in Hawthorne.
She stays over there most of the time?
Mm-hmm.
What was his name?
Bernie.
Bernie Bass, yeah.
Bernie Bass.
Now, Bernie was a big talker. Entertaining.
Mm-hmm.
That is, that's his reputation. And I never saw him to know him. Oh, yes, one dark night, one night when it was after dark, and he couldn't see the road.
He had one too many.
Yeah. Oh, I believe that road is worse than the one you live on. It's hard.
It is. That road is bad.
When did you see Miss Louise? I saw her once since I saw you. She had me come over and help her one Sunday when she had the country music. Now this wasn't the gospel singers, this was the country music. And I didn't know she was interested in that.
I saw Louise at the funeral. Well, the day that Bertha was buried, we went to Belle to sing.
Mm-hmm.
She wanted us to go with her last week, but up down south somewhere, but I didn't go.
How long you had this pain in your back?
Pain in my back?
Mm-hmm.
About 2 weeks.
Golly. Can't go anywhere with that.
Do it.
You can't go anywhere and enjoy yourself with that.
No, sir.
You gotta get over it for Christmas.
Maybe I'll get some Christmas and get over it.
How about a little Christmas right now?
You reckon that would do it any good?
Well, I can give you some wine.
I bet you it'd be nice to warm it up.
Uh-huh. How about a little glass of wine?
Good.
Okay, that'll be just fine. I could give you something stronger if you want.
No, I better not, because
Peggy will join you. She likes a little cottage.
What? I won't join you in this because I've got to drive into town after a while. But I'll join you in a little drink.
You better have one. You don't drink it?
Oh, yeah.
All I drink is this. And I like that straight or with sugar or with cream or any combination.
Good.
Now, here's to a quick recovery. Come on. Here we go, gal.
Now, she got Gatorade.
Yeah, I love that, but see, I got to drive into town a little after a while, so it might warm me up a little too much. Well, you're going to be all right.
It sure is good.
She's gone. Marvin's going to come back out there to see about her. We're going to all be in the doghouse.
Peggy didn't hear about that thing over there, that younger generation. Give her just a little information about that. Peggy, you haven't run into the younger generation like she has.
I try to stay away from them.
That's the thing to do. So Mr. Miles wanted to know what was he doing with the house trailer out there.
Yeah.
Well, Marvin, he had to go to work, and he didn't want me to stay out there by myself. And he wanted me to let Curtis and Curtis's wife move in with us, and I didn't approve of it. He wanted to know, well, just what was wrong with it. I said, just simply because I'm not going to wait on them. That's what's wrong with it. I said, I'm just not going to do it. So we in the mood. Well, every evening, I got out and I hauled hay to the lake and I hauled it to the down place and around and about. And I fed up the cows. I come in and I cook supper. I put the food on the table and they sit down and they eat and they got up and they walked out and they come back at 10 o'clock and went to bed. Next morning they had the breakfast on the table. They got out and walked out. That was three times a day. I got tired of it. And every time Marvin would come home, I'd have something to say to him about it, you know. And he'd think, give me some short, well, what you gonna do? I said, not a thing, but do like I always live by myself all my life, and I'm gonna do it right on. But anyway, it got worse and worse and worse. I decided that I found this trailer, I'd go get this trailer, put them out in the trailer, and maybe it would make matters better for us.
Yeah.
Well, the trailer had a brand new sofa in it, and it's a little sofa bed. And I told her, I said, Linda, whatever you do, I said, I want y'all to take care of it. Curtis, he don't care for nothing. He works with the sheriff. Heavy equipment and trucks, and he comes home just as black and dirty and his hands dirty, going flop down on anything. I said, y'all not going to be here with me all my life, or I hope you won't, and I want you to take care of it. Well, she had a nice sofa in the house that her mother gave her, and I went out there one day, and she was standing up on top of the sofa with her old black feet looking in the cupboards. And I told her, I said, Linda, I'm going to trade sofas with you. I'm going to take this little sofa in my house, and you can take the sofa in here. I am not going to do it.
Well, it was your trailer.
That's right. I said, I bet you I do it. And we had an argument about that, but I went on about my business, fixed my supper, you know, and Curtis come home. I had it drug out in the front room, and I said, Curtis, what's wrong with this here sofa here that you and Linda don't want it? It's hers. Linda just don't want it. I said, well, I don't want it either. I don't know what we're going to do about it, but I don't want it. So, me and Marvin had a fight that night.
Good for you.
And the telephone rang and Polly called me and I said, Polly, I can't talk to you. She says, what's wrong? I said, I just can't talk to you. But when me and Marvin had the fight, I run in and called Louise. I said, Louise, you going to Dixie County next week? She said, yes, I'm going. Can you and Marvin get off and go with me? I said, the heck with Marvin. I don't care what Marvin does. I want to go with you. But Louise didn't know what to say. She says, well, I'm going, and I said, okay, you know I will. Made Marvin mad. But I don't care. But anyway, Polly come out Thursday night. And I mean, I was in bad shape. I was fixing to get away. I was leaving. I said, I'm going to go. And I guarantee you, when I get gone, I'm going to leave far flying. I says, I bet you somebody else will get gone too. Oh, Marvin was tore up. And Polly said, told Marvin, said, now Marvin and Joe, says, now take Curtis off and tell him in a good way that it just won't work out and it'd be best for them to move. But that day I was sick all day long. This was just taking hold of me. And I didn't bother her. She wanted to know, would I sell him the trailer? I said, no, I won't sell you the trailer. She says, how come? I said, Linda, the first place, you ain't got nothing to pay me for no trailer. I said, I paid $1,025 cash for that trailer. you ain't got no $1,025 to pay me for it. And I said, the next thing, I said, Curtis is going to graduate in December, and I said, Uncle Sam's going to give him a home. And I said, you can go and live with your mother, or go to the Indians. It don't make any difference to me. But I said, no, I won't sell you my trailer. She says, well, can we drag it over will you give us the trailer? I said, if I was to give you the trailer, where would you put it? Said, Eugene said we could put it on his land. I said, he did, huh? I said, no, you can't move it. You can't move the trailer. And I said, you ain't living in it. And one word brought on another, and I said, well, then I'll tell you this much. I said, my past life, my life is all behind me, and your future is ahead of you. And she was so dumb, she didn't know what that meant. I got up out of that bed. I told her, I said, you've got just a few minutes to get your things packed and get out of my house. And I said, Linda, half of that time's done gone. I said, you better get your things packed and get out of my house. About that time, the telephone rang and Curtis called me, her husband. Said, Grandma, what y'all doing? I said, we fighting. And I said, son, you got a place to put your things? And Linda, yes, ma'am. I said, well, you better come get her because she's leaving my house and leaving it now. But she didn't. They stayed all night and they left the next day and I helped pack the things, you know. I got just as busy, you know. I was all right when I told her what I wanted her to know. But she'd get to the stove and I'd be a cookie. And you know these big boxes of matches? She'd stand and strike a half box of them matches. And I'd say, Linda, don't do that. Well, why? Does that hurt anything? Well, that just irritates me just to see somebody stand up and strike a half a box of them big matches. Just stand and strike them, you know, and hold them up there and let them burn through it and strike another one.
Never heard of anything.
Do silly things like that. Sit up in the bed. I'm not exaggerating. She had a deck of cards and she sat up in the bed a half a day. Sat up there and played cards by herself.
Well, goodness me, I don't know how you stood it that long.
And these old sex magazines, every time she went to town, she'd buy two and three, and that's what she'd read.
Were they noisy?
Yes, ma'am. They had a television, they had a guitar, they had a stereo, and they had a radio. And it was going all the time.
No.
It was.
Loud.
Loud. And it's these old bebop records. And I don't know.
That pay?
It's just that unbelievable.
How did she ever get into something like that? Can you tell me?
Why?
It's just...
I guess you just couldn't believe that that's what they do.
I told Marvin at the start, and I said, it ain't going to work. Well, why won't it work? I said, simply because I'm not going to take her and Curtis and do their work for them. And I washed every other day the clothes would be that. No wonder I'm sick. The washing that I put out, two lines every other day. And I'd get asked Curtis about it. That's my boy, this up yonder, this Hertz boy.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. And I get asked him about it. It didn't do a bit of good in the world, so I just quit. I said, I'm not going to try to help anybody that won't help themselves. And I made them take the clothes to Gainesville to the laundromat and do it. And what they're doing now, I don't know. But they still think they're coming back to the trailer, but they're not.
You see, she's used to young people, and they're different from what they are now. Where they stick around the house and be and learn and do things.
You think there's been a change?
Well, I would. She's been married over a year, and out by herself, living to herself. And I thought that the girl did have a little bit of knowledge. You knew how to do some things. But she didn't know how, she never no more offered to wash the dish, dry the dish, set the table, or do anything, cook a meal. Well, it was her responsibility as much as it was mine. She had a husband.
Yeah, that'd have been a nice arrangement if it worked. Have somebody nice, young people.
And you know, they think I'm a crackpot. Mary Ann, my granddaughter, said, "Grandma, let me tell you something." Said, "I've done solved your tax problem." I said, "Well, just tell me how you done that." She said, "I'll tell you what, Duke." She said, "You buy a trailer and put it on the Denham place. And put the Denham place in Curtis's name." I said, "Yeah." I said, "Wouldn't that help me out and me pay taxes on it?" They think I'm a crackpot, and they think that I ought to give them everything I got.
Of all things.
Yeah.
You got more than you need.
They think.
Well, at least they have ideas now. Well,
they sure do.
Well, Faye, at least she can laugh about it now. I don't believe
I can laugh about it.
Laugh about it, I don't know.
Well, I sort of feel sorry for Curtis.
I don't.
How about Curtis?
Sorry. How about Curtis?
I know that'd do it.
How about Curtis?
Well, you see, Marvin and Curtis was gone every day, like
yeah.
I told Marvin.
Yeah.
I says, "You're not sitting here seeing that foolishness go on."
Yeah.
And hearing them loud records.
Yeah.
And that old bebop stuff. I said, "You gone. You don't know nothing about it. I'm here in the house. Shut up with it. I have to contend with it." And Marvin, you know, he, "Well, I don't know what you're going to do. You're going to have to." I've been there all my life by myself. Ain't nobody eating me yet.
Yeah.
And I just told him, I said, "Well, you can go too. If it comes to that," I said, "you can go too. I don't need you either. I can live
without you.
I'll be right back. I can live without you."
Well, you have to get things straight every once in a while.
That's right.
I don't care who it is.
That's right.
You sure do. Oh, you really put up with a lot. You know, I believe the more you do for people, the more they expect it.
They do. They absolutely do. And you ain't got no sense for doing what you did do.
They blame you.
They don't thank you for nothing that you do for them. People don't thank you.
It's better to be tough. You have to be, don't you?
You sure do. Miss Miles, I bear the name of being mean, and I am mean. And I told Curtis before we moved there, I said, "Curtis," I said, "son, you know that I bear the name of being mean, and I'm mean." And I said, "You know the reason why I'm mean? Because I don't want nobody to run over me. And I don't want nobody to walk over me." I said, "You know, you told me the other day, Grandma, you just let people walk over you and do you as you please." I said, "Grandma's quit that."
Hey, gets along with people. Young people, but I bet you she'd get enough of that.
Oh, I couldn't stand it.
Every day, all day.
Well, they just thought, you know, Curtis thought, well, that, of course, I'm not his grandma, but he calls me grandma. He said, he just thinks, well, now that's grandma. And we can just do anything we want to and get by with it. But he found out different. He found out. I told him when he went there, I said, "Curtis," I said, "you know, I said, I bear the name of hard to get along with." And I said, "I am. But," I said, "son, let me tell you one thing." I said, "I ain't going to let nobody run over me. and get away with it. I said, if you do your part, I'll sure try to do my part. And he knows. He knows that Linda didn't do her part. He knows that just as good.
You think they expect to come back to that trailer?
They think they're going to come back to that trailer, but they're not. They're not going to live there.
See, that's pretty from outside, that little trailer.
It's a nice looking trailer.
It looks to me like just what a couple like that would want. Out there where nobody bothers them and somebody to help them out if they get need help. Lord help us. They won't find another place like that anytime soon, I'll bet you.
And young people, you can't tell them. He owes for a new Ford truck, and he got a letter from some place up there, and they had one a hi-fi, a stereo. And I told him, I said, Curtis, there's a catch to that. I said, throw it in the trash basket and forget about it. Oh, no, they're taking our tag number, and we want it. I said, there's more to it, and that's before they ever moved in with us. I said, there's more to it than that. I said, you're going to have to sign some kind of a contract. You're going to get yourself tied up. Oh, no. So Linda called Mary Ann that night and she said, yeah, Mary Ann said, I got one of them too. And you have to go in and sign a contract that you buy so many records a week from them. And so they just put it in the trash basket and went right on and bought a stereo, cost somewhere around $400. I don't know how much. But there's the truck, there's the television and the stereo and to pay on.
And then live.
That's right. And live. Boat, trailer.
Uh-oh. And when they got a boat, they got to get it out there, haven't they?
That's right.
So they were going to let you take care of their living expenses. Just take care of them.
Well, the understanding was that they was to pay half the grocery bill and half the light bill.
Mm-hmm.
And she was to do half the work. But she didn't do a thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it just didn't work out. They didn't stand up to their bargain, and I didn't. I kicked them.
Whenever they took off and went to the movies, who paid for that?
They did. They did.
You didn't have to pay for that?
No. He's got a job. He works.
Mm-hmm.
They did it themselves. And if Marvin gets another one there, I'd get him going too.
Yes, yes.
He didn't want to leave you by yourself. Was that the idea?
That's right. He didn't want to leave me by myself.
Well, it's a long day, Faye. And he gets off early. What time does he leave?
4:30.
In the morning?
Oh, you mean...
In the afternoon he gets off, I see.
No, he gets off about 7:30 uh-huh. in the mornings.
Gets back for...
30.
30.
Well, it's about 5:15 when he gets home. He gets off at 4:30, but it takes him... See, he works way out at the Devil's Mill Hopper.
Oh,
and it takes him quite a while to get to the campus.
Oh, way out there.
That's right.
Hmm. You like it?
He's crazy about it. He sure does. He likes it, and his boss man's crazy about him.
Mm-hmm.
He's always asking him, are you going to stay with us now? You gonna stay with him?
Mm-hmm.
But he just don't make enough money.
Time you pay your transportation and
Social Security and everything, withholdings, you don't make anything. He brings home about $270 a month.
And then that takes him off the place where he don't have much time left for the place.
That's right. But he just had it to do. See, we was quarantined and we couldn't sell no cows. And he had to do something to make something to eat. And most people would say that they imagined that that would last for 5 years.
Yeah.
I don't know whether they still got that quarantine on or whether they've lifted it or not.
I thought they'd lifted it.
Well, they might have.
I'm not sure. I haven't kept up. Let me tell you what I did. I sold all my stuff except three little steers, and they were so runny, I was ashamed to send them off. So I kept them around here for a month or two and sent them off, and they picked up a little bit, but they still look mighty scrawny. And they brought $34.50.
That's something.
I would have been glad to get a quarter for them, and consider that was high price.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what sort of price is that? If you got to pay that, I sure wouldn't get anything.
You got $34.50 for them.
Mm-hmm.
My.
400 pounds.
I thought they'd made a mistake in the check. That's how surprised I was.
Yeah.
Well, I'd certainly hate to pay that much for 400 pounds. Steer and then have to feed him out.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now you've got all your animals straight now. You got them all tested and everything.
Both sides is clear. See, I had to test that in the field twice.
Now, how was that? I remember you mentioned that. I don't remember.
Well, they said I had a suspect. I sold 5 head. A yearlings, and I had a suspect. And they come back on me and made me test, and I had 3 more that had it.
Mm-hmm.
And I talked to the vet about it, and I asked him, how was it that I got it back? They told me that if you was once cleared, that was it. You wouldn't have to be bothered no more. And they finally decided that these white birds scared it. And I don't know, but I was cleared, but I had to test over. Now, over on the other side, I haven't sold any. I'm not going to have to test, though, when I do sell.
Well, gosh, I'm sorry, because the prices are so good, or have been
mm-hmm.
so good. It's a shame.
You got all that new grass out there, right back of the house, side of the house, along the road. Looks to me like y'all just getting organized. Got all those barns, those hay barns, sheds?
We haven't got half enough of shelter space.
Oh, you haven't?
No, goodness no.
You mean that big shed you got not enough?
Hmm. Sure isn't.
Well, you got as much as Dodd has.
No, sir, I don't think so. I don't think we got as much space as Mr. Dodd.
Well, you got that long, he got that long barn. Back over there, that holds right smart.
Well, it's going to be hard on you if Marvin has to keep this job during hayden season and things
won't
like that.
Won't it though?
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Yes, if a man could just pick out the time of the year where he works on the side a little bit, that'd be all right. Now, is this your slack time out there?
That's right. See, we don't have anything to do but feed up the cattle.
Mm-hmm.
If he was going to plant watermelons or something like that, why, he would need to be out there breaking that up.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't plant watermelons.
You haven't had a crop in a long time, have you?
Oh, we raised corn last year.
Right there next to the house.
And in the back field, too. We've been grinding corn. That's what we feed our yearlings on.
Well, I didn't know you was in that side of it.
Oh, yeah. We cut and have it ground, have molasses and stuff mixed with it.
Oh.
And I sold one bunch not too long ago.
Well?
My yearlings.
Uh-huh. Now you've got storage, eh, for the corn?
Mm-hmm. We put it out there by the hay.
Yes.
We made quite a bit of corn. We take it in, have it ground, and have molasses and something else mixed with it, you know, salt and something mixed with it for the yearlings.
Are you warm enough?
Yes, ma'am.
How about some more wine?
No, thanks. When you get ready to go now, don't you let me
know. Well, I'm not in any city.
She's no hurry.
I'm going to put us on a little lunch in a minute.
Sure. Don't fix no lunch for me because I wouldn't care for a bite.
Well, it's not too early now. You wouldn't want there now. But you might a little later.
Well, I tell you, our lunch is not very much more than a bite, so you wouldn't be suffering any, because we eat out of the refrigerator.
Well, I guess Shirley and Berman will have another big Christmas and have all those toys.
Good night. I wish to goodness that I could take you in their new home.
Yes.
And say, climb up that ladder and look up there.
Oh, you remember.